Your job with the team is to constantly coach. Are we moving forward fast enough? And are we moving forward fast enough and caring for each other and having fun and making an impact and creating relationships here? It's super hard. But if you don't do this, the time management of the company falls apart. I work with so many startup founders with small companies, and they can't understand it. Like, their teams keep falling apart. They're like, what is going on? And it's a constant challenge for them. But I also coach so many senior executives in the Fortune 50 now who literally have tens of thousands of employees, and they're always thinking about this. Like, okay, how do we move forward faster? How do we make sure this is a great place to work?
Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you. But it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com.
I think this is the most important 4 points if you're trying to manage team or family, frankly, right? So family or team, I'll just say team, but your team might be your family. Your team might be paid employees. Your team might be people at work. Number one rule, if you're the leader, is this. You got to establish the rhythm of the company, the rhythm of the family, the rhythm of the team. What does that mean? It means everybody on your team needs to know what they should be doing every single week. That's the job. What should people do? That's their week. These are the major activities that they should be doing each week to maintain sanity, order, revenue, operations. Your rhythm is like your maintenance rhythm. It's like this just has to happen. This is the bare minimum we all have to do every single week. And every person on every role should know their rhythm. There's a rhythm. It like that's your meeting cadence that you set up for yourself or for your team. It's the output cadence that you're setting up for yourself or your team. I just call it the rhythm. And everyone should know what their rhythm is, and they should know what their counterpart, their team, their others, like, what are we all doing here? The more that you can establish that rhythm to meet the objectives of the team, again, that's whether you're family or your team that you're at with work, the better. So you always start with, what are we trying to do, right? What are we trying to do? Let's build a rhythm for that. Once we know what we're trying to do and there's a rhythm for that, everything starts to fall in place. You got to learn to establish and manage the rhythm. Second, I think with team management, you got to hire high performers who drive. Oh, I use singular there, but let's use plural. You got to hire high performers who drive, or you got to have somebody in your life, a high performer who drives. And this is important for those of you who are like, Brendan, you don't understand. I'm creative. Don't make me manage a schedule. I am successful without any calendar in my life ever. I'm like, awesome. I don't want you to like, if I don't want to take away freedom from you, but if you are successful already without ever having done any of this, imagine where you'll be when you just add this component. So if that's not your quote unquote style or preference, one, please realize your style or preference has nothing to do with what your big goals or objectives in life might be. My style and preference wasn't to be a motivational speaker at all. I wanted to write and make an impact in people's personal development. I needed to become a writer. That wasn't my style. I wasn't a natural writer. It wasn't my style to do video. It wasn't my preference to talk on stages. I'd rather throw up. In fact, I famously threw up behind stage and on stage. So I'm not somebody who feels like your style, your strengths, your preference, your natural abilities, those are all great, but that doesn't mean they're sufficient. You need to hire a driver, an integrator, an operator, somebody in your life who drives the agenda for you, who manages you, right? Who literally keeps you accountable, who builds the calendar and the rhythm and the structure for you. If you're not going to do it, then the job is get somebody to do it. All right. Some of you, you're the visionary, you're the creator. You need that operator, that integrator, that person who's going to actually get down to the details and manage the process. This is so important. So important. So recap here. If you are not good at all of this, you need to hire somebody who is. You need to get that executive assistant. You need to get that accountability partner. You need to delegate it to the responsible child. You know, somebody's got to be in charge of driving the agenda. I want you to write that phrase down. Would you do that? Find somebody to drive the agenda. Hey, it's Brendan. You know, one question I never anticipated getting as the world's leading high performance coach? It's, Brendan, what kind of car do you drive? I never anticipated getting that, but I drive a Range Rover Sport. I love this thing. You know, when you look at the Range Rover Sport, you just know it's powerful, it's all terrain, it's the thing in sporting luxury. But what a lot of people don't know is when you get in this thing, it's got this like cockpit-like experience inside. It feels amazing to drive it. Inside, there's noise cancellation, there's cabin air purification. They have massage seats, literally. I mean, this thing is awesome. It's my favorite drive. It's got the power, the performance, the agility that someone like me who's really into high performance cares about. You can go build your own Range Rover Sport at LandRoverUSA.com. That's LandRoverUSA.com. Third big idea, and I think this is really important. Third big idea is you've got to push harder. If you are leading a team, you have to push harder. And I know people are on a team like, don't say burn out your team. No, we're talking about teams' time management. There is no team in the world that has 100% perfect time management. And as a leader, what happens is you believe you've hired high performers. Everyone's managing their time. And what you don't realize, the organizational theory shows across, like, I think all of research ever, let's just go there, that there's a lot of slack in the system. Meaning that most people who say, yeah, I'm slammed, I'm 40 hours all week, they're not, because they tend to focus on things that might not matter. Your job is to push harder about time optimization and the needle movers. So catch me, I'm not saying burn out your team. I'm saying most teams are incredibly inefficient. And as leaders, we often don't think about making them more efficient, but maybe once a quarter, twice a year, we have the conversation. If you're a leader of a team, you actually have to have this time management conversation all the time, right? All the time. Like literally monthly, it has to be a conversation where you ask people, is there any bandwidth? If someone on this team has bandwidth, would you raise your hand? Would you let me know? Would you tell me? Because often what happens with teams too is people get too much bandwidth and they got an extra 4 or 5 hours a week. They're not doing anything. And at some point, because of that, they become more and more disengaged. And as a team, less and less high performing. So there's got to be someone on the team. Sometimes that's the manager, right? Or the supervisor who's just checking in. How are you doing? What were your goals this month? Did you fulfill them? Did you have any extra time? How's it going? This type of question is so important, okay? It's about you giving yourself permission to push harder about time optimization with your team. Very hard to have that conversation for many people because they're like, well, I don't know, is that rude? I'm like, no, that's responsible. If they're on your team and they're wasting your time, if you're an entrepreneur, that's your money, right? If they're wasting time, they become less engaged, less fulfilled. They feel like they're not contributing as much. So now they're just like kind of there, but not really all in. So you have to find that balance, which is hard. Sometimes, again, you have to hire that driver of the agenda who helps you do that, right? You can't be all things to all people. That's really important to know. Like I'm someone who's probably terrible at that piece. So I have to have the other leads on the team to do that more than me. Like I just can't, I'm doing too many roles. So again, if you're the visionary, you're the creator, you're the entrepreneur, this is where you get support in team to manage those schedules, to manage those details, and to keep pushing the thing forward versus waiting on you. It's super hard. There is no right answer, and I've never met anybody. That's why I can say universally to everybody, you got to push harder on this front. You got to push harder. Okay, last big idea, and this also complements it, is that you got to coach for speed and culture. And sometimes they're two different things, right? Not every culture is oriented towards speed. And not every time do you have things going really fast is a culture maintained. And so your job with the team is to constantly coach. Are we moving forward fast enough? And are we moving forward fast enough and caring for each other and having fun and making an impact and creating relationships here? It's super hard. But if you don't do this, the time management of the company falls apart. I work with so many startup founders with small companies, and they can't understand it. Like their teams keep falling apart. They're like, what is going on? And it's a constant challenge for them. But I also coach so many senior executives in the Fortune 50 now who literally have tens of thousands of employees, and they're always thinking about this. Like, okay, how do we move forward faster? How do we make sure this is a great place to work? How do we move forward faster? How do we make this a great place to work? They say it like, it's like a rhythm in their head. And they're constantly trying to coach their senior executives to this. And I think if you're in a company where the time is not being managed well, it just needs more coaches on the field helping people understand how to do those things. And that is where a lot of the time management structures of productivity come into place. Hey, I wanted to hop in here and share with you my love for community.com. Every major celebrity uses this. US presidents use this. The biggest companies in the world use this.
They give you a 10-digit phone number, but it's kind of like having an inbox for your texting. You can segment it to people and they can reply back. And it's just really cool because you can also send video and you can send audio. And it's so beautiful of a design that it's really easy to figure out. You know, I don't like all those other systems that send out like some weird little code that you just know is like a promotion. The reason they called it community.com is because they really believe you have to have a text community in the modern era. Texting adds a whole other level. People open up their texts way more. It's way more, you know, effective as a promotional vehicle. And it's something that I deeply, deeply believe in. In fact, I invested in them and I've advised the senior team. I'm telling you what, my audience loves it. It's increased the engagement across everything I do. And you can get a free demo when you go to community.com. Just like it sounds, community.com. Check it out. Hey, are you on my text list? Did you know if you're in the US, you can text me at 1-503-212-6125. I actually have that text number on my Instagram account bio as well, if you want to go check it out. It's just 503-212-6125. Literally just text me and say, hey, Brendan, or text me and say anything you want to say. If you want me to see it, just text me there. It's 503-212-6125. And it's my exclusive text list. And if you're not on it, it's where I share some of my most popular episodes. Or if I drop a new YouTube, I send it your way. Or if I have some kind of free thing going on the internet, I give that exclusive link out to that group. So just go there and text me, 503-212-6125. It's kind of cool. It's back and forth. This is my community text number. So tons of my community share, you know, insights about what they're learning from me or just want to chat back and forth. And I'm in there, my team's in there. We really just try to engage you on a different platform. It's super fun. And again, anytime I have something special going out, this is the first group to know about it. So just go text me at 503-212-6125.